D9. Getting ready to read. Siege.
포위 공격.
Ancient.
고대.
Business.
사업.
Archaeology.
고고학.
Science.
과학.
Remains.
잔재.
Prehistoric.
선사시대의.
Methods.
방법들.
Archaeologist.
고고학자.
History.
역사.
Greek.
그리스 사람.
1. It means an attempt to overcome. Siege. 2. Very old means ancient. 3. A body of known facts can be called a science. 4. Before we kept records is called prehistoric. 5. Things that are left are called remains. 6. A person's work or occupation is his or her business.
9. Digging for history.
역사를 위한 발굴.
Homer's poem, The Iliad, tells the story of the 10-year siege of Troy by the ancient Greeks.
호머의 시, 일리아드는 고대 그리스인들이 10년 동안 트로이를 포위 공격했던 이야기를 다루고 있다.
If you have heard the story, you may remember that the Greeks left a huge hollow horse outside the gates of Troy.
당신이 그 이야기를 들은 적이 있다면 아마도 그리스인들이 트로이 성문 밖에 거대한 속이 빈 목마를 남겨두었던 것을 기억할 것이다.
Cassandra, the Trojan king's daughter, warned against the horse.
트로이 왕의 딸 카산드라는 그 목마에 대해 경고했다.
But the Trojans did not listen.
하지만 트로이 사람들은 그 말을 듣지 않았다.
They took the horse inside the gates.
그들은 목마를 성문 안으로 끌고 왔다.
That night, soldiers hidden in it destroyed the city.
그날 밤 그 안에 숨어 있던 병사들이 그 도시를 파괴했다.
In later times, people did not agree on where Troy had been.
그 이후에 트로이가 어디에 있었는지에 대해서 사람들의 의견이 엇갈렸다.
In 1868, a German named Heinrich Schliemann decided to find out.
1868년 하인리히 슐리만이라는 독일인이 그것을 알아내려고 결심했다.
He had made a lot of money in business during the Crimean War.
그는 크림 전쟁 동안 사업으로 돈을 많이 벌었다.
He used the money to learn all that he could about Troy and other ancient cities.
그는 트로이와 다른 고대 도시들에 대해 알 수 있는 모든 것을 알아내는데 그 돈을 썼다.
He also used the money to study archaeology.
그는 또한 그 돈으로 고고학을 공부했다.
That is the science of digging up the remains of early settlements.
고고학이란 초기 정착지의 잔재를 발굴하는 학문이다.
In 1871, Heinrich and his wife Sophia, who is a Greek, began digging for Troy.
고고학이란 초기 정착지의 잔재를 발굴하는 학문이다.
Heinrich and Sophia together directed the work of almost 200 diggers.
하인리히와 소피아는 거의 200명에 가까운 발굴자들의 작업을 함께 지휘했다.
But they dug up with their own hands beautiful metal tools and weapons from prehistoric times.
하지만 그들은 직접 선사시대의 아름다운 금속재 도구와 무기들을 발굴해냈다.
Later, archaeologists improved on the Schliemann's work and methods.
그 후 고고학자들은 슐리만의 작업과 방법을 개선했다.
But the metal tools, city walls, and other remains that the Schliemanns found were important to our study of Troy and of human history.
그러나 슐리만이 발견한 금속재 도구, 도시의 벽과 기타 잡지들은 트로이와 인류 역사에 대한 우리 연구에 중요했다.
D9. Digging for History. Homer's poem, The Iliad, tells the story of the 10-year siege of Troy by the ancient Greeks. If you have heard the story, you may remember that the Greeks left a huge hollow horse outside the gates of Troy. Cassandra, the Trojan king's daughter, warned against the horse. But the Trojans did not listen. They took the horse inside the gates. That night, soldiers hidden in it destroyed the city. In later times, people did not agree on where Troy had been. In 1868, a German named Heinrich Schliemann decided to find out. He had made a lot of money in business during the Crimean War. He used the money to learn all that he could about Troy and other ancient cities. He also used the money to study archaeology. That is the science of digging up the remains of early settlements. In 1871, Heinrich and his wife Sophia, who is a Greek, began digging for Troy. Heinrich and Sophia together directed the work of almost 200 diggers. But they dug up with their own hands beautiful metal tools and weapons from prehistoric times. Later, archaeologists improved on the Schliemann's work and methods. But the metal tools, city walls, and other remains that the Schliemanns found were important to our study of Troy and of human history.